Well, I can say good morning. It's very hard for me to say anything this morning because my voice, as you can hear, my voice partied last night. It was the best baseball game I've ever been to, and I can say that without any fear of contradiction. It was a classic. I mean, at the beginning, it was... there was this thing where the umpires were going around and they talked to the pitcher and the catcher, and nobody knew what was going on. And it was really freaking everybody out because it was a scary situation. You didn't know what was going to happen because, you know, everybody, the fans were all extremely angry about what had happened in the previous game. And the feeling had been that the Mets pretty much had won the game. I mean, there was still a lot of baseball to play, you know, two or three innings. The Mets had the lead, and it was a very low-scoring game, and it had been an incredible game, just total pitching duel, and, you know, high tension, and just fantastic, you know, athleticism. It was just an amazing... And then all of a sudden, it turned into a tragedy. I mean, it was just fucking tragic to what happened out there on the field. And then, of course, the Mets lost, and were supposed to somehow... And had everything been right, the Mets wouldn't... The Dodgers wouldn't have scored all those runs because the guy was out at second base. You know, it was, the umpires were confused, obviously, and made a very bad call. And not only was our shortstop out for the season as a result of the event, but the Mets also lost the game. And then the concern was is that things like that can really sort of break your spirit, and we've seen it before. And, you know, just get everybody's brains all scrambled and focused on the wrong stuff. But the Mets manager, Terry Collins, obviously did his job. And the Mets players, it's not just the manager. It's the players want, something special happened on the Mets this year. And they're adults. And I have to feel that they didn't want all that to end because some asshole, and I do mean asshole, and I'm being kind to him by calling him an asshole, you know, did the deed that was supposed to change the whole flow of the game, and it didn't work because the Mets, well, and then in the first inning, I think it was, they scored three runs, or the second inning, and you go, wow, like, based on the last few games we've seen, that might be enough to do it. And, you know, and the Mets weren't looking all that great. And then then the rally, and the Mets took the lead, and that was the end of that. They never gave it up again. And there was just some spectacular baseball played in... You know, and we were in a stadium filled with Mets fans. There were a few Dodgers fans here and there, and they mostly kept quiet. And the Mets fans were just, like, indulging in one creative thing after another. I mean, at some point, we realized that we could have Utley, and it wouldn't matter. And, you know, started speculating, well, if Utley comes to the plate, what would we want them to do? And certainly didn't want them to hit him. I thought, just walk him. Give him an intentional walk. It's like a big fuck you. Yeah, sure, you can go on base. Go ahead. And then we'll just, like, stay out of your way. Or just pitch to him. And pitch to him. And wouldn't it be great if he just struck out? You know, let him defeat himself. And at this point, now, the Mets have basically thrown it back in the Dodgers' face with a 13-7 win, which I like to think was really a 13-4 win because we got all fancy and we didn't put in our real closer at the end. And so they scored an extra three runs that they really shouldn't have scored. But what the fuck? It's 13-7, and that's pretty humiliating, gotta say. And let's see what tonight's game is like now. And the Mets have all of the energy, but hold on and don't celebrate. It's way too soon to celebrate. It's time now to just focus and hold that thought, because there's a lot more baseball to play this year, and I just love this team. I mean, just think even more because the way they rose to the occasion here, and they did not take the bait. And you know, it's a cliche. Everybody's supposed to know that, but a human being could be forgiven for being frail that way, but they didn't do it. They just said, okay, our form of payback is the harder form of payback, and it's the one that involves us sending you home, you losers, turning you into losers. And in sports, there is nothing worse than being a loser. And that was a loser play that they did, and the Mets showed the world how it's supposed to be done. And I'm so proud of this team and of the Mets fans, because that's, of course, what I am, a Mets fan. I'm not a Met, but we all just love this. It's just pure love, and it's just great. And that's why it was good to record a podcast this morning. So can't wait to see what happens tonight. Let's go, Mets!